Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. KER, no longer politics, going to be more finance than anything else. I've got Stephen Leeb on the line with me right now. Stephen is involved with an organization called Leeb Capital, located back in New York City. Office, anyway, is back in Manhattan. But as long as this COVID thing is going on, Stephen is very definitely working out of his house, as I am. Stephen, I got a question for you. Tell me about Leeb Capital. How did you get involved in it?
Just something that I wanted to do. I mean, basically, I have to keep them very separate, but I have always been a newsletter writer and a researcher and kind of dedicated to getting my ideas out there and around because I thought that they could possibly help people. And it just was kind of a natural transition to go from writing financial letters to managing money. And I made the transition, and, you know, I've been managing money basically for about the last, you know, since 1990.
Okay. Well, it sounds to me like you're about as crazy as I am. The only reason I'm doing only reason I'm doing radio is because I really enjoy doing it. I really enjoy discussing financial issues. Tell me a little bit about your, you said newsletters, plural. Steve, tell me about your newsletters.
Well, I have, you know, currently I'm the editor of two. One is called The Complete Investor, which as its title suggests, it tries to present various portfolios for various different types of individuals. And its chief portfolio is the big cap growth.
Okay.
And then we also have an income portfolio, and we also have a couple of mutual fund portfolios and an aggressive portfolio, you know, for smaller cap stocks that are fairly aggressive. You know, our main portfolio is big cap growth.
So basically your other portfolio, which deals primarily with return more than anything else, I would have to believe, Stephen, that your main audience is probably people like myself. Tell me a little bit about the investment portfolio that deals with return, specifically return in terms of interest.
In terms of income, basically there we search out stocks that have underlying value. It doesn't do you any good to just buy high income stocks if that income is not going to grow. So we're more interested in a combination of growth and income and total return, as you said, Al. And basically, We will, you know, try and cover the gamut. I mean, we'll try and diversify within that portfolio. I mean, we'll basically have MLPs as well as technology stocks if the technology stocks pay, a decent dividend, decent yield. It's a diversified portfolio that I would say has an average yield of about 3.5-4%, somewhere around there. But
and
also
are you fairly comfortable with that, Stephen, 3.5 to 4?
I would be comfortable even in this market with a little bit less, but okay. I think that those yields are going to have to go up over time, and that's why you want really good companies that will be able to raise their dividends over time. One of our top companies in that portfolio is no longer yielding, it's yielding, I think, less than about 2%, and it's Taiwan Semiconductor. And the reason it's only yielding about 2% is because the stock has gone crazy on the upside. We've had to cut back because, 2% is not such a big enough yield, but the growth there, I think, is going to remain for the next, foreseeable future. They're the only game in town when it comes to semiconductor manufacturing. So we will look for a combination of growth and income. You won't find a stock in our growth income portfolio that doesn't have at least some yield. I think the lowest is, again, probably TSM around 2, maybe a little bit over 2% after today's fall in the market. But, that's what we're at. We're trying to, basically produce a very strong total return for investors with income, with dividends being at least a significant portion of that total return.
Sure. Steve, let me ask you a question now. Our economy in the United States right now, you could describe it either way, particularly after a day like today. There's really nothing in terms of guaranteed growth right now, and I think that's a result of our society more than anything else. The level of anxiety and the level of depression in our society right now has increased dramatically, according to my medical guests on the show. That's pretty high. Anxiety and depression have to make huge differences, Steve, I would have to think, in your work. I'm not saying that you're anxious or depressed, but I'm saying keeping people don't ever get old, Stephen. Keeping people satisfied in this society is a real challenge, and your challenge is probably close to second to none.
It's very tough, and everything you say, I could not agree more. I mean, I just have seen this country, I hate to use the word deteriorate, but I can't, no other word comes to mind.
Right.
I mean, it used to be a country that, you know, everybody participated. I mean, you know, back in the, when I was, you know, much younger, I mean, you know, everybody benefited from what everyone else did. I mean, today, I mean, the biggest industry in our country is probably finance in some way or other. And, you know, the financial industry is not an industry that benefits from what they do for their customers. They benefit from what they try and do for themselves.
Right.
How many financial advisors tell you to have like 10% of your money in gold or commodities, when that's been the best? Gold has been the best performing asset over the past, you know, 20 years.
Right.
And they don't do it. The financial industry was responsible for basically breaking up AT&T and destroying Bell Labs. There's no other word for it. They destroyed the best research resource that we had in this country because they got a big payday for, you know, breaking up a company. I'm not saying that they're bad people, but what happened, Al, is that we became spoiled by having too much money. And that money, unfortunately, has basically just filtered up to the particular sector of the economy. The other sectors of the economy, by and large, have been left wanting. And that's no good. That just is not good. And you're seeing that it's accelerating.
Let me tell you what I think part of the problem is, and we've only got about less than a minute here, and then I'm going to have to take a break. I am going to devote the entire second hour to your philosophy on investing. I would maintain, and we've got about a minute left here, I'd like you to think about this, Stephen. I think part of the problem in the investment community right now, whether you're talking paper, whether you're talking within the paper sector, stocks and bonds, what have you, I think part of the problem has been, number one, of course, the problems that we had in 2008, et cetera, et cetera. But I firmly believe, and this was my exact mantra when I switched the subject of the radio program over to investing, from simply interviewing managers, not managers, but executives of publicly traded companies, an awful lot of easy money came into being, easy money to investors because of the real estate market. It was absolutely crazy, in my opinion, some of the rates of appreciation that we saw then. And I would maintain the same thing is going on right now, and I would maintain that is hurting the investment community in the paper market. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be back right now with Stephen Leeb. Stick around.